high metal content of highly accreting quasars. Analysis of an extended sample, by Carla Garnica et al. We present an analysis of UV spectra of quasars at intermediate redshifts believed to belong to the extreme population A, XA, aimed to estimate the chemical abundances of the broad line emitting gas. We follow the approach described in a previous work, extending the sample to 42 sources. Our aim is to test the robustness of the analysis carried out previously, as well as to confirm the two most intriguing results of this investigation: evidence of very high solar metallicities, and deviation of the relative abundance of elements with respect to solar values. The basis of our analysis is multi-component fits in three regions of the spectra centered at 1900, 1550 and 1400 A in order to deblend the broad components of ALE 1860, CIII, 1909, CIV1549, PII 1640, and SIIV 1397 plus OIV 1402 and their blue excess. By comparing the observed flux ratios of these components with the same ratios predicted by photoionization code Cloudy, we found that the virialized gas, broad components, presents a metallicity Z higher than 10 soon. For non-virialized clouds, we derive a lower limit to the metallicity around approximately 5 soon under the assumption of chemical composition proportional to the solar one, confirming the previous results. We especially rely on the ratios between metal lines and HII 1640. This allowed us to confirm systematic differences in the solar-scaled metallicity derived from the lines of aluminium and silicon, and of carbon, with the first being a factor 2 higher. For luminous quasars accreting at high rates, high Z values are likely, but that C-scaled values are affected by the possible pollution due to highly enriched gas associated with the circumnuclear star formation. The high Z value suggests a complex process involving nuclear and circumnuclear star formation, interaction between nuclear compact objects and accretion disk, possibly with the formation of accretion-modified stars. This was high metal content of highly accreting quasars. Analysis of an extended sample, by Carla Garnica et al.